US 101 South Novato. Turn left.
Okay, that doesn't... It doesn't look that bad, but it looks bad. Been a flood warning in effect since yesterday afternoon. I guess it's gonna go through tonight. Read something saying the Russian River flood stage is at 32 feet, and tonight at 10 o'clock it is supposed to be at about 45 feet, which there's not enough room in the river for that much water. It's almost impossible for that to flood my home, given where I'm at. But it might be real bad around here.
You're listening to The Furious Five with special guest Force MDs on LL Cool J's
Rock the Bells Radio. This is our Furious Five on Rock the Bells Radio. That's the biz. Yeah, mama. Yeah.
Run it back, Turbo. What's it like working with a guy like this? Because you guys are building a sound right now. What is it like?
Man, you gotta keep up. You gotta keep up. You gotta keep going, man. We trying new stuff every day. So it's, you know, you gotta stay on top of it. You gotta be in the studio just as much as he is, and bringing new material, it's gonna burn out. You see what I'm saying? So that's where the run it back came from. You know what I mean? You gotta keep coming with him.
Keep going, man. Well, when it comes to this right here, when it comes to this project, you could have any feature on here if you wanted. You could have fucking 16 features if you wanted to.
Oh God!
But you had three in particular. And so I read somewhere it was like Heroes of the City, and those three are Gunner, your partner Lil Baby, and then Playboi Carti.
What? Thugger.
Thugger. I'm sorry. Thugger, not Gunner. I'm looking at you saying Gunner, and it's Thugger.
Yeah.
Why those three?
Because my main thing was I was going to do no features. Like, I wanted it to just be all me. But I look at them like family. It's like in-house, so I'm like giving it to them. It's like my fans down there, like, they guaranteed to get them, like,
like, just on that, like, and not asking for nothing in return, but got such a great return that it changed my life. You know what I'm saying? So,
definitely.
People might would have thought it was crazy. Like, what you doing buying that man's shoe? But, like, you know, it wouldn't be my first or last time buying anybody nothing. You know?
And so, did you pick these two artists, Chance? I know Kodak Black, you know, you know, a lot of people have been trying to figure, trying to analyze him, you know, and say, you know, and... Because he's on a different frequency when I think a lot of successful people are on a different frequency, and that's why the people tend to call him crazy. Yeah. How did you meet him, and what was your perception of him?
He actually came to my studio, too. He came to the studio in the...
Talk about how her 7-year-old father, who almost died, got his ass kicked and was dragged out by Dave Bautista. Connect the dots for me.
But that's what I'm saying, Bully.
Like follow up, connecting the dots, continuity from week to week. God, we're talking about continuity over a 24-hour period. It's kind of like the same conversation that we had coming out of the pay-per-view, where there was no follow-up on Raw the next day. It's the same thing here. Like, you gotta think common sense-wise. You're so right. So that's why, Bully, it gets me so upset when there is continuity and they are connecting the dots and the fans get upset with it.
I don't understand. I think some of the fans, and especially some of the lower end Twitter wrestling dirt sheet people, need something to bitch about. They just constantly need clickbait. Dude, I see it with the show. These Twitter websites, they listen to our show every morning, and then they try to take sound bites from us and use it as clickbait. Just negative. And sometimes I read them, I'm like, wow, me and Dave didn't say that.
But it's kind of like the environment that we live in right now. Like, I get it. It's not even just in pro wrestling, Bully. It's in all the sports. They take something that maybe 10, 15 years ago was so minute, and they bring it into a big deal because everybody's trying to grab attention.
No, I agree.
And, you know, but, like, talking about attention, we will get more into what took place on Monday with Ric Flair and Batista. We will dissect what's going to take place possibly next week when it comes to follow-up with Triple H and how the roles have kind of been reversed. Triple H, who's one of the most hated guys just a couple weeks ago, looks like he's being presented completely different. You could say that about Stephanie McMahon as well, over what we've seen with her over the last 24 hours, and we'll get into that later in the show. But the big story coming out of last night is Kofi Kingston. And I have said on this show repeatedly, Bully, that I think Kofi Kingston is the hottest wrestler in the company, even over Becky Lynch, based on what we've seen over the last couple weeks. But you mentioned Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon comes out right before Penn was to go to paper for the signing. You got this from SmackDown last night.
Hottest contract is official. Allow me, Kofi, to tell you personally just how much I've appreciated everything you've accomplished over these past 11 years. Truly remarkable, truly. However, as incumbent upon me as the chairman of the board to give all of you the highest caliber competition I possibly can. The biggest box office I can possibly give you. Therefore, Kofi, I'm replacing you. I have no alternative. I'm replacing you with a man I've appointed that is more deserving than you, quite frankly. More qualified than you, Kofi. May I present to you the man who will face Daniel Bryan at Fastlane?
Right here, this man right here. This man right here.
Kevin Owens.
There you go. I love that when you're listening back and you hear Vince McMahon getting the what chants, and then when he said that Kofi's out, those what chants went to booze.
Another swerve.
Yep.
Another one that you didn't see coming. I mean, great job. I mean, Vince McMahon once again is playing the ultimate heel. I mean, he basically raped Kofi Kingston and the WWE Universe of a match that they were clamoring to see. But let me ask you this, Dave. Do you think this is...
She sussed out. She was very good. But George played the nylon string.
Is it the Ramirez guitar?
At one stack, you can adapt to that.
It's a day set.
That's what Jay-Z, trust me, talent at his best. It's a rock.
This is the public service announcement, sponsored by Just Blaze and the good folks at Rockefeller Records.
Fellow Americans,
is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho. H to the OV. I used to move snowflakes by the OC. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the ROC. Ho, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Flying in a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, ho, ho. Not DOC, but similar to the letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do. Take you back to the new with the Lexus. Fast forward the shoes and the necklace. Woo! Let me tell you, dudes, what I do to protect this. Shoot at you actors like movie directors. This ain't a movie, dogs.
Now, before I finish, let me just say, I did not come here to show out. Did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
Thing ain't lie. I done came through the block and anything that's fly. I'm like Che Guevara with blink on. I'm complex. I never claim to have wings on. Nigga, I get my by any means on. Whenever there's a drought, get your umbrellas out because that's when I brainstorm. You can blame Sean, but I ain't inventing the game. I just rolled the dice trying to get some change. And I do it twice, ain't no sense to me. I ain't effing. I am a different man. And I can blame my environment, but ain't
I'm not necessarily sure that's where they're going, but the path that I can see Kofi taking is this. Did you watch the reactions on Stephanie's and Shane's faces when Vince came out and basically just took their contract signing and flushed it down the toilet and did what he wanted to do?
I sure did. There was disbelief. There's a little bit of surprise and disappointment in their faces.
Now, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, it was Triple H and Stephanie who had the face-to-face with Becky, and they were very nice to Becky, and they said, hey, Becky, listen, we're sorry. We're willing to forget about everything. We are apologizing to you. Can you please apologize to us? And you're back in the match at WrestleMania. We got that moment, and what happened? Vince came out, and he trumped Triple H and Stephanie. So now we see the chairman. About a month or two ago, we see the entire family. We see Vince, Triple H, Shane, and Steph all in the ring saying the McMahons are taking back control of Raw and SmackDown and everything in between, and we're gonna make sure everything goes right around here, and we're gonna give the universe everything they want. Well, Hunter and Stephanie gave the universe Becky Lynch back. Vince took it away. Last night, Shane and Steph gave the universe Kofi Kingston. Vince McMahon took it away. I think the path for Kofi is through Shane and Stephanie, if he were to get there. And that could lead to this big hullabaloo within the McMahon family.
And you know what? There's been hints of that, and I gotta apologize. I don't remember who the caller was, but a caller a couple weeks ago brought up your scenario, not in regards to Kofi, but Becky, when it came to Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. Does Vince trump Stephanie and Triple H? And I didn't buy into it because I said Stephanie and Triple H are heels. I mean, Becky basically beat up Stephanie McMahon in the middle of the ring and slapped Triple H in the face. So I was like, man, that's going to be tough to swallow how they can go that route. But Bully, it looks like they're going that route. One thing that I've noticed over the course of the last week is the way that Stephanie and Triple H have been presenting themselves on TV. It all started with that one phrase from Triple H in regards to what Becky Lynch did at Elimination Chamber. Here's a guy who a week earlier got slapped in the face from Becky, but in regards to Becky goes, you know what? That was pretty cool. And I'm like, wait, what? This is a guy who got slapped in the face from Becky. But you saw it start to turn. Then obviously you got what you got with Triple H and Batista and Ric Flair on Monday night. Stephanie McMahon, the ultimate heel, right? In this whole story with Becky Lynch. Stephanie McMahon, the ultimate heel in any regard. What was she doing last night? She was very chummy with her brother, who she's hated over the last 2 years. And she's dancing with the New Day in the middle of the ring. It's obvious Triple H and Stephanie McMahon are presenting themselves as faces as we're moving closer to WrestleMania 35. So what you're saying about Vince McMahon, I think is 100% true, Bully.
If there's one thing that I've learned over the past 30 or 40 years, it's that Star Wars will always be the story of the Skywalker family, and the WWE will always be the story of the McMahon family. And I think we're getting a new twist on the McMahon family. I think you could see the storyline of the eventual overthrow of Vince McMahon.
You know what, Bully? That's a great story. And that's why you didn't buy into what they said, you know, a few months back when they were giving the power, no more general managers, because they were giving the power to the people. They're giving the power to the WWE universe. Because I think what you just said, Bully, is 100% a fact. Just like in Star Wars, when it comes to the WWE, everything is going to center around the McMahon family. Now, there's times you're going to hate it, and there's times it's going to frustrate the hell out of you, but what you said is so true. When I kid around and I say MME, McMahon Entertainment, it all centers around the McMahons.
And you know, remember, I don't know, this is whatever it is, 10 years ago, when we had the WrestleMania match of Umaga, God rest his soul, versus Bobby Lashley. And the stipulation was, you know, whoever won the match, either Vince McMahon was going to get his head shaved or Donald Trump was going to get his head shaved.
Yep.
We might be in similar territory here. Now, I'm not telling you this is definitely what's going to happen, people. I'm just saying this could be a fun story where we get Shane and Stephanie have their chosen one versus Vince McMahon's chosen one at WrestleMania. Whoever wins, the, you know, either the son and the daughter get full control or Vince has to leave. You know, and maybe this is a way for Vince to split for a little while. XFL stuff coming up. I don't know. All that outside stuff that they have going on in the WWE. But I'm seeing enough hints. Because Vince has basically come out and has disregarded the decisions, the best for business decisions. Think about it. Stephanie and Triple H, and then Stephanie and Shane gave the universe what they wanted. The two most over stars, the two most loved stars right now are Becky Lynch and Kofi Kingston. Yes?
Yes.
Those three handed those two to the universe. Vince McMahon took them away. There's an underlying story here that I would have unfold.
I like that they're treating this theory as just like, this is wild stuff. This could be what it's like. Yeah, no, yeah. It's pretty apparent, really.
subject of kids in America, check this out. This is bananas. It's what Mom's supposed to do on first wave. Back in 1982, when that song was new, according to the research I've done for you, there were 62.8 million kids 0 to 17 in the U.S., so that's how many kids there were in America when that song was new, 62.8. Want to take a guess as to how many there are now? The estimate is? Did you say 73.9 million?
I did not. I did not say that. Music, you gotta go somewhere. And we've gone here. Wow.
Tommy used to work on the towns. Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck.
Y'all know I'm
in the middle of our street, our house, in the middle of our street.
Mama.
It would appear that someone emptied out the playlist. So when I hit next track, there was no next track. Oh.
He's a little bit of old school.
Great.
That goes a little something like
great.
That.
Great.
Always trying to be the flyest kid in the block. The popular one with the
great.
Rising stock. So that's when I had this bright idea.
For all the party of the month.
Now the party of the year. All the fine girls couldn't turn it down. Now all I gotta do is get my parents out. Should I send them to a movie?
Send them to a show.
Let me think. It's gotta be long though. I said, Mom, Dad, yo, buddy, sit at home. It's a Friday night. Have you seen Aunt Jo?
I mean, this is the only, this song, like, appeared to be added and then immediately removed from the playlist. It was added long enough to start playing and then removed. So what it looked like on this end, I don't know what's actually happening out there. The song still sucks.
Go hard.
Let me give y'all a history lesson about the screwed up clique, the S-U-C. You know what I'm saying? I gotta take it all the way back to DJ Screw, the legend on the wheels, man. Not only was this man cold on the turntables, he started his own category of music. Screwed and chopped.
Yep.
Now, screwing it is when you slow the music down and repeat phrases, so everybody that don't know can get an understanding of what screwed and chopped is. You know what I'm saying? Now, he would take all the hot artists and mix them together on tapes, man, and sell it. Not only in Houston, man, to other states. And I ain't say cities, I said states. These boys was coming far and wide to get these mixtapes. Not only did he have the hot artists of the times on there, but he had all the local dudes coming from different hoods jumping down. You know what I'm saying?
I know
the SUC as we know it today, like Fat Pat, Mafioso, Gator, Al D, Lil Kiki, Hawk, Big Mo, Big Pokey, ESG, Mike D, Lil O, 3-2, C-Note, D-Red, Will Lean, Lil Flip, Zero, Grace, Wood, Youngston, Shouty Mac, and the list goes on and on, man. All these boys done had albums and major success and travel and do shows and make paper. These are legends down here, you know what I'm saying? The screwed up clique, the SUC, you know? And if you
Let's meet contestant number one.
Oh.
He's a schizophrenic serial killer clown.
Another hit.
Says, women love his sexy smile. Let's find out if his charm will work on Sharon. Sharon, what's your question?
Contestant number one, I believe first impressions last forever. So let's say you were to come over to my parents' house and have dinner with me and my family. Tell me what you do to make that first impression really stick.
Let's see. Well, I'd have to think about it. I might show up in a tux, but I doubt it. I'd probably just show up naked like I always do. And look your mama in the eye and tell her, fuck you. Hurry up, bitch, I'm hungry. I smell spaghetti. I'd pinch her, leave the ass and tell her, get the food ready. Your dad would probably start tripping and get me pissed. I'd have to walk up and bust him in his fucking lips.
J starts that verse talking about how he would show up naked, but then at the end of the verse, he talks about nutting in his underwear. I mean, why would he be wearing underwear if he was naked? Is he showing up at the house and putting on underwear? Look, I just think there's some plot holes and continuity issues that I think, you know, you solve, and these ICP tracks would be better.
Now let's meet contestant number two. He's a psychopathic, deranged, crackhead freak who works for the dark carnival. He says women call him stretch nuts. Sharon, let's hear your question.
I like a man who's not afraid to show his true emotions. A man who expresses himself in his own special way. Number two, if you fell in love with me, exactly how would you let me know?
First thing, I could never let you. You sound like a witchy bitch. Number one, I break his fucking jaw.
Oh, these jokes. These jokes. Yourself a good Wednesday. You know what that means.